This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, on a Monday morning, 2 days to Christmas, Eagles finally lose a game, 12-3 on the year. Big picture, I think it is really not that big a deal. I think they should be fine from this because Detroit, Minnesota kept winning. And so the one seed looks like it was probably going to be off the table anyway. Anyway, with that said, an awful lot from a wild game to react to. And a man who walks in with a lot on his mind and probably a very cold shaved head. Because he just came in from the outside. The great Eagles linebacker, Seth Joyner. Good morning, Seth.
What's happening, guys?
Dude, it's chilly out there.
It's ridiculous, man.
You're not used to this, are you?
I can't wait to get to the state of Arizona later on today.
Does hair help, Seth? I mean, you know, you got that bald thing going. Does hair help insulate the head?
You know, I don't know. I never give my head a chance to get cold. You saw the hat I got on, man.
That's an impressive hat. I like that hat.
How much
I don't mess around.
Yeah. Man. How much worse does football hurt when it's as cold as it is outside?
It depends on whether you win or losing.
That's true, too.
If you're winning, it doesn't hurt at all. If you're losing, every little hit, every little nick hurts. Yeah.
There you go. All right, Seth with us right now in studio for the next hour, brought to us by the great people at Bradford White Water Heaters. How you heat your water matters. So whether it's a tank or tankless model, choose Bradford White. Visit BradfordWhite.com. All right, Seth, biggest takeaway from the game. What is it?
Actually, two. I think yesterday was an opportunity, as unfortunate as it was, for not only the local media who had doubts about Jalen Hurts, but also the national media to open their eyes to see just how important he is to this offense.
You know what's especially true about?
Dead Hammer!
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
So I agree with you. I agree with you.
Well, finally.
Well, look, it doesn't make me say he's this incredible player,
but
it does make me have appreciation for his massive impact on the run game. Massive impact.
See, this is the macro micro that we kind of got into.
I'm giving you the.
Just making a point.
Yeah.
Because Joe, it's not just you.
I know it's not.
It's not just you.
Oh, I'm well aware.
So
it's not just media. It's a lot of fans. It's a lot of people. Yeah.
Exactly. When I'm coming, yeah. I'm not just coming for you.
So don't
take it personal.
I don't.
This is what it is. You know, different quarterbacks mean different things to different teams and different schemes.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what people fail to realize is that, you know, AJ is huge for this football team. Saquon being added to this team is a really big deal. But I don't give a damn how good the two of those play. Jalen is the most important piece to this offense, okay? Because we saw it in back-to-back weeks. When Saquon was out last week for a limited amount of time, Jalen started off really hot the week before last, okay? Saquon went out for a couple of games. Kenny Gainwell had to go in.
Serious, not game. Serious.
Serious,
yeah,
rather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the defense kind of sputtered. The offense sputtered a little bit. Saquon comes back in, boom. The offense picks back up again. This week, Saquon, you know, rips off the 68-yarder, which is a huge part of, you know, his 150 yards because when Jalen went out, it was a struggle the rest of the way. And what people don't really understand is that Jalen's presence in the run game really makes Saquon go when you stop and you think about it. Because when they run the RPO, and there's the threat that Jalen may pull that ball and run.
Totally.
That freezes the linebackers off the ball, and it freezes the end guy on the line of scrimmage and inhibits his ability to crash and stop plays that are run up inside. Now, when Kenny Pickett came in the game, guess what? The defensive ends were crashing like crazy.
No question.
You know, now you got these extra guys in the run game because they know full well Kenny Pickett's not going to pull the ball and run with the football. Okay?
I agree.
So people need to stop this nonsense that any quarterback can come in here with this amount of talent, this amount of ability, you know, and set the league on fire, because there's only a handful of other quarterbacks in the National Football League that can do what Jalen Hurts does and add to the running game and the passing game the way that he does.
Now
we can open our eyes, you know, to the reality of what's really going on. Because if Jalen Hurts plays in that game yesterday, the Eagles score 40 points and beat the damn brakes off of the Washington Commanders. That's just a fact.
Third quarter.
So, Seth, I'm with you almost entirely. I'll just have this one pushback. I would hope that they would know with a lesser athletic quarterback to run different plays.
They had the lesser quarterback in there yesterday, Joe, and what happened?
They run different plays. My point is, if there was a different quarterback in there permanently, it wouldn't be this offense, and hopefully plays more tailored to the quarterback.
That's not the point, though.
No, I know that's not the point, but part of my point is I think they put this quarterback, Pickett, in a tough spot where he's running plays that really aren't suited to his skill set.
Any quarterback that you put in that comes in mid-game is going to be put in that situation, because the game plan that you put together all week long was for Jalen Hurts to run it.
But you've had four.
Once Jalen Hurts went out of the game, Joe, they're
Joe
over there on the
that.
Sideline. They're on the sideline scrambling because the game plan that they have for Jalen, Kenny Pickett can't run that.
Yeah, but my point is have a different game plan if the backup quarterback has to get in there.
You practiced it all week with Jalen. He is the only quarterback who practiced all week long.
John, let me settle it.
I'm agreeing with you.
When Carson Wentz went down, even though the Eagles had success with Nick Foles in the beginning,
yep,
they had to adjust and create a whole nother offense.
I know.
It didn't happen in the first game, Joe.
That's fair. But I'm just saying, I wish after 4 months they would have had other plays ready.
It's not that easy.
Immediately ready.
It's not that easy.
Now, even though they didn't practice it all week.
I would expect for him to be much more prepared if he has to play this week.
Sure.
Totally.
Okay?
Me too.
Because now you've got enough time to devise something that works for him.
Yeah, I agree. All right, what was point two?
You
said
like
two main takeaways. What's your second takeaway?
Point two is, and I've been watching on social media, CJ Gardner-Johnson, even his comments after the game. Today's NFL is different. When I play, you could cuss a referee up and down, and they just had to swallow it. They didn't care. They let it go. Today, they're so thin-skinned. If you say the wrong thing to them, it's a pride thing. You don't talk to me like that. Do you know the power that I have? And they want to throw the flags, okay?
Is that what it was? He attacked the official?
He didn't say anything to the official. It was just what he was saying, okay? Mm-hmm. And I hear people, that's the way he plays. And no. Slow down. Everybody knows that if you get two unsportsmanlike,
gone.
That your ass is gone.
That's right.
You already know that.
No question.
So the minute that he got the first one, and I'm sure the referees along the way was like, okay, dial it back. They're telling him the whole way.
Including the coaching staff probably grabbing him.
Including the coaching staff.
Yeah, totally.
You have to shut your damn mouth and play football, okay?
I agree.
He's over the top. He's
But that's part of what makes him him.
No. BG does the same thing.
Yeah.
Has BG ever been in that situation, John?
Probably. You mean where he gets ejected?
Yeah,
no.
Getting on sportsmanlike. Okay? So whatever it is that he said was so egregious.
He knows how to draw the line.
He was so egregious that the other guy could hit him in the face.
Yeah.
And the referee goes, oh, no, that's you. Okay?
Yeah.
We watched it.
Oh, we saw it. The ref was emphatic.
Okay. So now, you already know you got one strike.
Yeah.
It ain't baseball. You ain't getting three. You're only getting two. And he continues to go on.
I agree.
And then after the game is over, he goes, I got ejected for nothing. No, you didn't. You got ejected for running your damn mouth, and your selfishness hurt the team yesterday.
I don't think he knew that he would get ejected.
Well, he probably didn't think he would.
I think he probably never could have imagined,
John,
was coming.
If you got one.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And he was incredulous about that one.
You can't put yourself in position to get two.
Here, let me tell you something.
And he's like,
look,
are you kidding me?
We don't know what was said, obviously. We don't know. Maybe we find out. We probably won't. But I'll tell you this. Here's what gives me extra thought to think he was undisciplined with his words to an extra degree. What he did after he got ejected. I mean, if you haven't seen it, he walks off the field and double birds the crowd. So, like, and he's going to get fined for that. So, you can't tell me you had a disciplined mind
then he
when you get ejected and you throw the bird to the fans.
Then he goes on social media after the game, and it's everybody else's fault except for his own.
Here's what he said. Here's what he said. Respectfully, got kicked out for nothing. I play with passion and fire. Guys was chirping all day. What do you expect? Here's what the referee said. A pool reporter met with the referee, or at least a referee, that gave a statement on the matter. Here's what was said by the ref. Quote, he's, meaning CJGJ, he's basically taunting the opponent on the second foul. He already had a first one earlier in the game that we announced as his first towards disqualification. So this became his second. He was taunting the player, so that's a disqualification by rule. Look, we don't know what was said, so it's impossible to discern whether it truly should have been thrown out or not.
So I don't care what was said, okay?
Don't do the second one.
You're a major piece on that defense, and you can't put yourself in that situation when you know you only got one strike left.
He could not imagine that was going to happen.
The entire backfield, well, you can't imagine it, John, but you can't put yourself in that situation.
Look, I agree. It's terrible to get kicked out when your team needs you, and McCollum could not hold a candle to what he was able to do out there.
Of course not. They were in disarray the entire rest of the game. You had pieces going in and out.
They were. Yes.
Him and Reed Blankenship on the back end are really good duo, and they do a really good job of communicating what needs to happen. I can't tell you how many times him and the cornerbacks and the slot guy, they're looking at each other trying to figure out what the hell, even on the touchdown
pass. Part of that communication is because he's a loudmouth yelling at everybody all the time. Like, that is part of how he plays this game.
He knows, he knows what he's doing.
He did not think he was going to get kicked out of the game.
That's above reproach for me, okay? Because, listen, I talked a lot of crap when I played, okay? I played with guys that, like, went over the line.
And
you
I
know
don't,
who I'm talking. You know Andre would do
then,
things. You understand what I'm saying?
You said yourself, like, these officials, they got a different attitude than those did back then. Like, if you would have crossed the line, they didn't kick you out.
You're 100% right, John. But you want to know something? Even Reed Blankenship said in the post game. He said, listen, you know, when they got something out for you, listen, they already know. They already know. Yeah. So somebody.
I'm worried about Jalen Carter in that respect.
Well, those two guys are targeted right now by the refs.
Voice of reason has to tell you that you have to dial it back. You cannot put yourself, can't put your team in the position that he put himself in. And I don't give a damn what anybody on social media says. He was dead wrong. You can play with passion, you can play with great aggression, and you can chirp all you want. But when that referee tells you, hey, number 8, all right, dial it back.
Yeah.
Dial it back. You already got one, and I'm sure that conversation happened on the field. You already got one, all right? Mm-hmm. The next one, you're out of here, so stop it. And he continued on, and he cost his team. And to me, that's unconscionable.
No, I think that's well said, Seth.
You know, by the way, they had to be warned repeatedly.
Well,
they may
have given him the benefit of the doubt 3 or 4 other times.
Oh, that's the thing.
That's the other part of this.
There was an ongoing conversation.
Right, Seth?
They're just not going to go 1, 2, boom, you're gone.
Right.
You know, they're telling you.
That's true.
They're trying to give you a chance to dial it back.
That's true. They don't want to throw you out.
And he was just he was so out of control that he couldn't dial his emotions back.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Seth Whiff is spitting some fire. This is good stuff. 215-592-9494. By the way, I'm thinking Seltzer.
Yeah, Hammer!
Never thrown out a Beat the Hammer, which you want to talk about talking trash and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it is a good call. I didn't know I could throw you out. Well, maybe I'll have to do that.
Is that a 2025?
Yeah.
I would. Is that a possibility?
Yeah,
because
Hammer!
That would mean a forfeit
because
if you got tossed.
Because you know what the audience wants to say to me, and it's what the rest were telling, you know, CJGJ yesterday.
Take caution in your tone.
Just watch a little bit there.
Shut his hole!
Let's go to Fouts.
You know what, though?
We got to throw a little bit of levity into this.
Exactly. But when we get to Jalen again, I want to make a point about the concussion, the protocol, and how it all happened. It was very inconspicuous to me.
Okay, one call, and then we'll get to that point. Dominic right now in Pendel. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's happening?
Gardner-Johnson thing. Yes, he does play with passion. I want to know where in the rules it says you don't like what a player says, you can hit another player.
No, it shouldn't. No, listen, that's a mistake by the ref. It should have been 15 yards. They can say all they want that CJGJ's got to get one because they heard something. I respect that. The refs have that right. They should have thrown a penalty on the second player. No question.
It should have been offsetting penalty.
Correct.
That's what it should have
Correct.
Been.
Correct.
To another player.
Dominic, you were all on the same page, man. No one disagrees with that.
Well, happy holidays, and thank you for letting me call.
You got it, buddy. Let's get one more call, and then we'll get to Seth's point. Francis right now in Mantua. Francis, good morning.
Hi, my name is Frank Becker. I was a longtime fan of the Eagles and a longtime listener, first-time caller. I was in attendance at the game yesterday, so I was watching it. And here's the way I feel. I agree with everything you said about the defense and the special teams wholeheartedly. But the other thing that concerned me, at least to me, was that the offensive play calling when Pickett winning the game seemed so vanilla. Like the first down, they're always giving it to Barkley. It seemed like Washington just waiting on that. And it seemed very vanilla with their play calling. I was a little disappointed that they didn't come up with a little more creativity to kind of throw Washington off their stride. You know, but I agree with everything. The defense was a disappointment.
Look, to be fair, Francis, they ran, and it may be the first time this year, a trick play. In that,
Did you love it?
Well, it didn't work. But, I mean, Francis, I agree with you. Like, vanilla, it was mostly what they do. What they do, they did. But, you know, they did try near the goal line to have Saquon throw a pass, and obviously he didn't feel he had it, so he had to eat it, and then, you know, he got stuffed for probably a 2 or 3 yard loss. I mean, they don't normally do a trick play, and they did try one, is my point.
Yeah, it just seemed like it was first down, and Washington is waiting for us.
Well, I mean, the reality, and Seth made this point, you saw the massive impact, and Frank, good call, buddy. You saw the impact of no Jalen and the impact on the running game. It was very clear. I mean,
what they should have did is they should have went more play action pass on first down because Washington started loading the box on first and second down because they knew that the Eagles wanted to get ahead of the sticks. So we're not going to let that happen. We're going to drop Saquon for 2. We're going to drop Saquon for 3. And now we're going to put him in second and 12 and second and 13 and come after the quarterback.
They didn't do any screens. I'm not talking bubble screens. Any Saquon screens. Like
they're just not a good screen team.
No, they're not. They're not.
And I wonder why. Because they have an athletic offensive line and 2 really good running backs that can run it.
Yeah.
And they are absolutely horrible at it.
I looked it up earlier today. Saquon's catches for the year, I forget the exact number, but it's under 40. That's not good, you know. I mean, it just goes to show they don't get to that point much. Anyway, all right, the second or additional point related to Jalen. What were you saying there?
I just thought, you know, I heard some comments about I heard you guys talking about, you know, him wanting to go back in the game. And I understand that the concussion protocol, when you've looked at it over its inception, you know, Jalen was obviously dazed. He comes off the field, and this is the first thing that happens when you come off the field. The first thing they do is they take your helmet.
So they should have taken his helmet. They should have kept his helmet, right?
They took his helmet.
Yeah.
They took his helmet. He goes in the tent, and he comes out of the tent. He's got his helmet on, strapped up, you know, looking like he's going back in again.
And that's why I thought he was going back in, because he had his helmet back.
That's my point. You talk about something being real inconspicuous, because most of the time, when you go into the tent and they take your helmet, they take you from the tent back to the locker room.
I thought that was the protocol.
That is the protocol.
Yeah, you think there's a protocol mistake.
That was absolute BS, okay? Because whatever he went through in the tent, he was cleared well enough for him to stand on the sideline, put
his helmet back
on, and look like he's going back in, and then all of a sudden somebody comes and they says, oh, you need to take him in the back. So whatever you did in the tent, that was very inconspicuous to me.
Okay, I get your point. They should have either sent him back or not, and if he stays, he's allowed to play, if he's gone, he's gone.
If he was going to the locker room, he should have went from the tent, straight to the locker room because they already had his helmet.
So somebody
cleared him enough to give him his helmet back and allowed him to be on the sideline looking like he was coming back in, and then all of a sudden they pulled him.
That's interesting.
That to me was a head scratcher. Who made the decision that, oh, now he needs to go to the – and then how long it took. It took almost a quarter and a half for them to say that he's out of the game.
Right.
That's usually done. See, that
– it was odd.
It was odd.
It was more than odd.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they were noticing additional things. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I don't buy that, Joe.
I don't buy it much. I'm
I don't
just,
buy it. I don't buy it at all.
Do you think it was a protocol breakdown?
No.
You think someone messed up?
Can I throw it over on the side of conspiracy?
Fishiness.
Yeah, no. What do you think happened?
I think that a call came from somewhere and said, take him out of the damn game. That's my opinion.
That's possible.
That's maybe. My opinion. And for everybody that's thinking that he won't play this week, I believe that he'll play this week because I think he was woozy, but I don't think that it warranted them taking him out of the game the way that they did.
Do you think he was fighting with them back in the locker room?
I'm sure he was.
And that's what took so long?
I'm sure he was because he was standing on the sideline ready to go, Rhea.
Yeah.
You know, if he wasn't ready to go, then they wouldn't have never gave him his helmet back, and he wouldn't have been back on the sideline. They would have taken him straight back to the, you know, and these are the things that kind of rub me the wrong way about the whole protocol. Have a whole protocol. If a guy goes in the tent, then immediately take him immediately to the locker room and do all your other assessments there and make a decision there.
I think that what you're saying makes a lot of sense, Seth. It makes no sense that he'd be allowed to stay on the sideline if he has a concussion.
With his helmet.
Or to even get his helmet.
And he's trying to get back in the game.
One is the same.
He's impatiently pacing.
If you let him stay on the sidelines, if that's what the implication, you can come back in.
There have been many occasions where
I get it.
Guys stand on the sideline and they're trying to figure out whether they want to let him go back in. The reason why they take the helmet is because guys have been known to just run back in the game when nobody's looking
and
get a player to him. But the fact that you gave him his helmet.
I gotcha. Howie might have made a phone call in the 2 or 3 minutes and said, he's out. That's what you're saying.
I don't even. I want to go a little further. I want to go a little further than
who?
Howie.
Who?
Howie wanted to win the game.
Thinks the NFL.
NFL?
Said it looks bad. Take him out is what I think he's implying.
I'm going to say it without saying it.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. It's possible. Let's go to KD right now. KD, good morning.
Good morning, guys. First time caller, long time listener.
Well, thank you, KD.
Welcome aboard, buddy.
Oh, man, y'all my guys, man. Love y'all. John, Seth, man, been a fan of y'all's my whole life.
Wait, is that the end of the list?
Thank you,
it's just John and Seth?
Very kind.
I mean, like, KD, how do you think Seltzeri and the camera feel? I mean, that's it?
I love y'all, too. I love y'all.
That's fishy.
Those my bros, man, since day one. Day one.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, but CJ Gardner Johnson, man, like, he is a fiery guy. I do understand. I respect it. But I be looking at it, and I be seeing that he feeds off, well,
Jalen Carter?
I'm nervous, man.
Jalen Carter?
Take a breath.
Jalen Carter, yes. They feeds off each other energy. And, like, I like it, the chippiness behind that, though. But we had a soft defense for years, man, like, prior to the one we got right now. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, we had the Bimba don't break defense. It was soft, and I love the fire behind it, but sometimes you do gotta know when to dial it back as a man. Like, you know, and it was just unexcusable for me, man. Like, you gotta know when to dial it back.
Well, I agree with you on that, KD, I do. All right, my man, in 2025, because you're a good caller, make sure you call us more often when you can, buddy.
Oh, man, I promise you I will.
Nothing to be nervous about. Just a couple people talking sports, man. It's all good.
Yeah, that's all it is, man. But I've been listening to this show my whole life, man.
Well, hold on. You mean station?
Well, the station.
Because we've only had a show for 8 years, and I think you're older than 8.
Absolutely.
All right, man. I'm just playing around with you. KD, good call, buddy.
Thank you, KD.
Happy holidays to you, pal. Appreciate it, man.